This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hello, Keta, and happy Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week. Nemlumi Airi Chow, and me happy to mas fogarem opportunity for talk story today with the Mary Polosovai, author of new children's books written in Solomon Islands Pidgin and published here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Welcome, Auntie Mary.
Thank you, Tomas Airi. Thank you for having me, Lo Show Blue Fala.
Before we get started and into the books you've written, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where in a home for you?
Okay. So Nemblo me hem Mary Polosovai in full. Me blo Choizol province, Los Solomon Islands, and me come to New Zealand 10 years ago, purposely for study, and now me come stop, live and work here with my husband and 4 children.
Wow, beautiful. And these books that you have written, I'm so excited to chat about them today. And I've mentioned already to you that me actually pay and finish every one, 4 small ones for me. But they're some of the first children's books written in Solomon Islands Pidgin and published here in New Zealand. So can you tell us about them?
Thank you for this chance for me to talk about him that. All right. So as you said, me garem five fala books, which me write him, and fortunate enough for garem chance for publish him here, low Auckland, low New Zealand. And yes, all of them are around my childhood memories, in which I got the kids blow me, especially the 2 younger ones. But the stories where me talk about him loketa, me story him loketa, but they may not have the chance to see whatever me mean him. Mm. Time is a garden. They probably have that picture of botanic garden, so that. Mm. But garden and place for go, wakem garden as in place for wakem plantim kakai or same lo home naya lo solo or same. And the other ones, the other book contains different games. Mi falasabe play back in the days in the village, and so mostly childhood experiences blo mi no more. Where me experienced him growing up in the village, in that is Dara Village, Lo Choizol Province, and so me think that writing it in a book, form of a book, by him help for people save hold him and read him and actually look him some of the pictures that might resemble what me mean him. Mm. Awesome no more. So me write him 5 books, yeah, and I've been wanting to write books since him related lo job lo me as a teacher. Mm. And me like him, me always like him for other kids have this visual text when me story and osem. So that too him partly the motivation of writing those books. But yeah, mostly him. Me mean him for same for two kids blow me growing up for yeah. Two looking what now home or village him like. But I'm so glad that others can resonate. So okay, the purchase him and other always already give him comeback feedbacks that those are lovely books, their kids enjoy it. And so me happy too that me also inspire others.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's one thing to write some books that depict this childhood of yours. And so, because, you know, representation, it's so important when we see ourselves in stories. But you've added another layer of it and, you know, you've published them in Solomon Islands Pidgin too. And so what inspired you to also do that?
Yes. Okay. So, Wakablo miyo sem teacher, me teach him English to speakers of other languages. And so me think that too, the drive me got him from for producing that. And also seeing that especially Yumi one talks to me stop far away from home, from Solomon, and that comes to a different place. Him through Yumi come learn him language to a different place, and we might speak language to a different place, which is English. But then it's always good to connect our children, those who or the way I know got them experience it law. Language blow Yumi law. Solo, lo home, whatever mm-hmm. language that is, and osem. So seeing that pidgin na him common one, blow Yumi lo solo, and that him also fall too in line with the chance that we were recognized as a country for celebrating language blue Yumi lo here too lo out there raw. Mm-hmm. So osem things him just fall in place no more. And so those are the importances of why meeting. Okay, maybe Miss write him low English, but then to be more for him more significant, for him more important, and you know useful for the kids blow Yumilo solo, and also for others too. Maybe Pidgin to write it in Pidgin language, him also more better.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Because I see this as a valuable resource, yes, for diaspora and other, though, especially for those that have grown up outside of Solomon Islands, but also for yeah. those that are actually in Solomon Islands too.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Mm. So, yes, me come for realizing that, oh, so this one, him not only. For Ogatalo here, but it's also useful. Ogatawan talk back in our country too. So mm-hmm. yes, you talk through.
Yeah. And how long did it take you to write these five beautiful books?
So over the Christmas holiday, so that took that time. Normally, I'm a little bit finding all the time for myself and for my papers and pens for writing down books. Yeah. So it's not. More than, well, the idea of writing has started years back, but it only takes me a few months for completing those five books that have been published, yeah.
And do you have any plans to write more books?
Of course. yeah, me no like tell them yet, but I mean, me no like tell them which genre or whatever. Categories I will be writing in the future, but yes, plans for keep writing, continue putum stories blue Yumi in Pidgin, written in Pidgin, published him in place. So yes, looking forward for more writings or more books that by me by say able for publishing.
Oh, that's so exciting to hear. And we've been so excited about these books.
Yeah.
What was the feeling when you finally launched them?
I don't know what to say. It's just exciting. Mm. And I am so grateful that what me been like him, you know, for writing books and same him. Finally coming to fruition. And so it's a wonderful feeling, I would say. Yeah. Happy to must.
Yeah. But surely there were a few challenges along the way. Can you share with us a few or one of those challenges?
The challenge of forgotten time, because me if I've been following Facebook page been follow me, got him not too small one, yeah, where Otuval keeping me on my toes every time. So finding a time to actually sit, think over what to write and finding the right words and thoughts, him a challenge. So finding time. But me no like using that as an excuse, because me believe that there is always a time for something for everything. So yes, time him one fella challenge, and of course finance to him a bigger challenge. But once there's an opportunity that you find him, it's a relief. So yeah, we just manage for just making way
Yes.
coming across somewhere, somehow funding STEM survey, get that now for those. So yeah, common challenges, I would say, finance and time.
Yes, absolutely. And like you mentioned, as a mother, as then working,
Yeah.
and the finding the resources, they're all yes, common challenges, but
Yeah.
hoping that there'll be more support towards this initiative that you've created.
Yeah, we
Because
hope so too.
these books have just been so such great resources for our Solomon Islands community, but also I've seen because we share this, the similarities in the pidgin with our Nevan Wantoks and the Papua New Guinea tokpisins, a little bit more different. But these books have really captured interest with a lot of our Melanesian communities here in Aotearoa. But how can we purchase, or how can listeners purchase a book?
Good question, because and I think others out there too with the interest for hearing that, because I've received several inquiries and about things about that for how to get a copy. So thanks for this chance that I can let others know too that if you follow like a copy of the book, you can just, if you know our my Facebook page, you can just directly message me through that. Or Nara page, Blumit Mi Falana, is the MNP Learning Hub. Just direct message us that through that, through Messenger or through my email for Yumisa communicate about him now, purchases for you, order for you.
Wonderful. And before we wrap up, is there a message that you would like to leave with children and families during Solomon Islands Pidgin Language Week?
Me'd like for wishing families and everyone Tokelau Hialo, New Zealand, happy Solomon Island Language Week. And me just like for encouraging me for no more, keep speaking Pidgin language or indigenous languages, Blue Fala, with them or the kids, Blue Yumi, inside of the households, Blue Fala. And yeah, just keep encouraging Oketa for using a one or two word is okay. Doesn't they don't have to learn everything. One or two words, a line, a sentence a day is okay. So yes, me encouraging everyone talk for keep speaking language bloomy. In that way, have no more by you me say look after them, or you me by survey. Get them language blooming thrive for the new generations blooming, for the new beginnings blooming, where okay, that's stop abroad. Yeah, I think that no more.
And lastly, for those particularly, young Solomon Islanders or even young Pacific Islanders that are wanting to go down this similar pathway of yours in capturing some of these childhood experiences into a book form, what
Yes,
advice would you give to them?
definitely. We all have stories. We all have different stories. So putting it in pen and paper is one way we can look after, or one way you miss have keeping or the stories blooming. So yes, Hemino, I'm hard. No matter you say, oh, me like writing story, but me not have to publish him. Just write him. There will be somewhere, somehow, by you get them those assistance, and by himself helping you for publishing story blue you. So yes, guys, put those stories down on pen and paper, so that by you survey, you miss I go back to him and you say look him. And not only that, in the future when you have a chance to publish it for our kids, for the new generation, you do it.
Thank you, Tomas and Timeri, for giving us more insight into these wonderful new children's books you have written, but also, a bit of your story and the inspiration behind it all. Happy Solomon Island Pidgin Language Week, and thank you, Tomas, for tuning in to this podcast on OAR 105.4 FM.
Oh, thank you very much, Irene. Thanks for having me.
Me want to talk with you, my baby. Stand the sun, I could turn on my camera. Oh, 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 oh,
be starting off with our launch, which will be open to the public. We'll have special guests where we have a celebration. We'll have lotu prayer, and then we will have activities and tours around the museum and our Pacific space. Yeah, it'll just be a fun day for our wider community to come and join us and celebrate our Language Week and our culture.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.